Good morning. Hundreds of firefighters are battling wildfires in Catalonia as temperatures soared to 40 degrees Celsius and above across parts of Europe. Officers say the fires are the worst in the region for 20 years and may spread rapidly. At least 6,500 hectares are affected by the wildfires near to the town of La Torre de l'Espagnol, some 80 kilometres from the coastal city of Tarragona. Officials said that in the intense heat, the area of the fire could increase to some 20,000 hectares. At least 45 people have been evacuated and five roads have been closed. There have been no reports of any casualties. The regional interior minister said the fire might have been caused by an accumulation of manure in a farm that generated enough heat to explode and generate sparks. A Spanish mother is accused of conspiring with her daughter and the daughter's boyfriend to murder her partner and then reporting the plan to the police. Officers say the mother, who's 52 and the daughter, who's 20, went to the police to accuse the boyfriend of fraud after he'd failed to carry out the killing. It's alleged they gave him 7,000 euros to hire a hitman to kill the mother's partner and to then sell his organs. All three were arrested for the plot. Police sources say they signed a contract for the hit in March, but weeks passed and finally the mother and the daughter reported her boyfriend to the police on the 14th of June. The mother's partner is reported to be safe and in good health. The National Police have released eight prostitutes of Colombian and Venezuelan nationality after breaking up a transgender trafficking ring. In yet another breakthrough for the force, six arrests have been made in Madrid of traffickers linked to the prostitutes, which are forced to work in cities across Spain. The alleged leader of the organisation is also a Venezuelan transsexual who was settled in Spain and persuaded other victims into the country. During the raids on apartments, six men were arrested and money, mobile phones, laptops and drugs were seized. And police have seized some 300 tonnes and 39,000 litres of counterfeit food and drinks, many falsely labelled as organic. They were acting as part of a Europe-wide operation which in total saw some 100 million euros worth of food and drinks seized. This year, Spanish police were asked to keep an eye out for mislabelled organic produce. The Guardia Civil Soprano Environmental Division made more than 2,500 checks and inspections at shops, markets, airports, seaports and industrial estates. They've reported more than 1,500 administrative offences and 13 criminal offences, with 35 people arrested or investigated. More than 90,000 tonnes of suspicious organic products were checked. The Guardia Civil was working with Interpol and Europol and focusing on the fight against counterfeiting, adulteration, sale, labelling, illegal trade or distribution of food products and economic fraud. Across Europe, 672 arrests were made, with investigations ongoing in many countries. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.